You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan. Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Jennifer Jost, a speaker, money coach, and wealth advisor. She has been a business owner for over 30 years and founder of Diamond Life Strategies, a money coaching company focus on the mindset around money. Jennifer, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Thank you, Eric. So excited to be here.
And excited to hear from you as well. So thanks for joining us and thanks for your time. Tell us a little bit about money coaching and what's involved there.
Sounds great. So money coaching is actually looking forward in your life around your relationship with money. I know we've all had therapy and all these great tools that we've had looking at our past and seeing where we're at with our limiting beliefs and all the wonderful dredging up the past. So I believe in looking forward, and we do have to glance back to see where it came from, but I like to be able to partner with my clients and drive the car forward on the relationship that we want with money in the rest of our life. So it's actually really exciting.
And it certainly makes a lot of sense, the reason to have a money coach. Good stuff. Why is falling in love with your money important?
So I believe that we are all here to experience as much love and joy as possible. And most of us have some type of relationship with money. And at some time throughout our life, it brings up negativity. It could actually be a huge point of stress in our life and a huge unconscious negative feeling in our body, because we have to have money. We, you know, as entrepreneurs and business owners, we are playing with money and touching money every day, all day long. So if we don't have a really good feeling about it, then it's just going to bring us more grief. So I like to play a game with the money and fall in love with money, just like we would an amazing relationship with someone new. So if what I believe what we put out, we get back. So if we are putting more love out, then we're only going to get more love in. So we kind of date our money. I have my clients do a money date every week, and it's really fun. So we change a challenging conversation to a really fun and exciting conversation.
And that is very clever, by the way. Tell us, you know, shifting gears a little bit, we always hear about having a why in business. Can you share your why in your business?
I would love to. Thank you, Eric. As we all know, we kind of evolve in this life. I'm 55 years old right now and been through a lot. And my why now goes back to my past. I grew up in a dysfunctional household, alcoholism in my family, and was married at 19, a young age, of course, to more alcoholism in that family, because that was what I was used to. And I had two beautiful children, Nicholas and Cherie. And after about 10 years, I said, I can't do this anymore. Filed for divorce. It was not going well whatsoever. And my husband couldn't even handle the thought of divorce. This did not end well at all. Unfortunately, after an 11-hour hostage negotiation situation, he had my children barricaded in my home, and it did not end well. Three shots were fired after a 10-minute ultimatum, and he actually took the life of my two children, Nicholas and Cherie, and himself. Thank you for allowing me to share that. And I was 29 at the time and had to start completely over. And I went to grief groups and therapy and anything I could to just survive and take another breath. And through a grief group, I literally came to the decision that I was going to survive. And I was going to survive with grace. And I knew that I was here on this planet to help empower mostly women to be able to know our worth and to know that we're here for a reason. And so my why really is for my kids, Nick and Cherie, because I really wouldn't even be here today. And my company name, Diamond Life, was their birthstone. Everything I do goes back to them. They were amazing, and I was so blessed to have them for a short amount of time on this earth. But it really showed me the importance of resilience and what you can do. I do have two beautiful children now in their 20s, and living my life, giving back. And it feels absolutely amazing when we know our why and we live our why every day. And thanks to you, Eric, I get to share my why, which is even better.
Well, I got to tell you, Jennifer, I was not looking for that, and it absolutely floored me to hear your story and what you went through and what happened. And I'm very pleased to see that it looks like you have gotten the victory since then, and you're seeing great success, and we certainly wish you nothing but continued success for many years to come. And I do appreciate your sharing that. That ought to speak to someone out there on their why. Getting back to business, can you give us an example of a tool to help us have a better relationship with our money?
Yes, absolutely. So what I'd like to do is, everyone listening to this, play a little game with me. Put your body in what a depressed person would feel like. So this is a universal situation. We all slump our shoulders. We look down. We lower our head. We just feel kind of down. Now shake that off and pretend like I just told you you won the lottery. Yay! You're excited. You raise your hand. That is the feeling I want you to have when you touch your money, when you look at your numbers, when you open your bills, when you even think about wealth coming into your household or income or clients or whatever it might be. Because what we put out, we get back. So if we have that excitement and the great feelings about money, then that's what we're going to attach to our whole life. So that's just a little tool that I have to show you to start with the difference of that, the difference of the feeling depressed or the feeling excitement around money.
And that also really does make a lot of sense, and that is a fantastic tool as well. How does your clients' lives change after working with you? Touch on some of those details from what you've seen.
Okay, great. So my clients actually come to me most of the time because they're just overwhelmed. They're embarrassed because they feel that they should be better off or at least more knowledgeable about their money life. It could be in their business. It could be personal. It could be both. Some clients even have a lot of it enmeshed together and not separated. And they're really just not sure who to trust and who to go to. So they're stressed out. They're overwhelmed. They're confused. I have a new client whose business just blew up over the last couple of years. And she's just totally like, where do I go next? How do I even, you know, grasp this? A lot of people don't even like numbers to begin with. Then I have the wonderful people that have their spreadsheets and their documents and they know everything, but they don't know what to do with the extra money. So as you can see, that takes care of several different types of clients. Every single client on the other side of working with me has had abundance in their life. It is amazing. I do have a money back guarantee because I only want you there if it works for you. And they're either having more wealth, more abundance, more love. I have a couple clients now with their dream partner, which is exciting. Their work has changed. It might be up-leveled or changed completely drastically. I have people who are just leaving where they're at and going to something completely different. They had no idea where their life was going to be a year ago. So they're feeling empowered. They're feeling on purpose. They're feeling that there's more to life than just dollars.
And thanks for sharing some of those details today. We're joined by Jennifer Jost, a speaker, money coach, and wealth advisor and founder of Diamond Life Strategies, a money coaching company focused on the mindset around money here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us as we continue on, how has your life changed building your business?
That's great. So entrepreneurs out there, you can totally relate. If you want to have a personal growth plan, just open a business because we completely have to look at ourselves every day. We have to be disciplined to do the things sometimes that we don't really like to do, especially starting our business off. We are usually every hat wearer in the business, like we are from marketing to client care to technology to everything. So I think my life's changed quite a bit because I've learned how to not take it all on myself. I'm a Virgo, perfectionist, recovery, and I have learned to ask for help. I've also learned to see my shortcomings, as they say, or basically just not my genius zone. So I myself need help with organization in my office, and my staff and my team are just so amazing because they know that we want to stay in a good mood. We want to be happy. you know, it's not all about work and trudging through and just making things happen. It's really about sitting back and sometimes just letting it in, letting the creative flow. And when we're business owners, we can get up and just run 100 miles an hour on this treadmill for sure. But the hardest thing for me was to learn was to sit back, relax, enjoy it, and know that it's way bigger than me. It's way bigger than me. It has nothing to do with me. I am here to just flow and be in front of people that need help and that I can help them. That I learn so much from my clients. It's definitely a two-way street. But it's really to reach out and to let go. Like, we don't have to have it perfect. Because if we were waiting for it to be perfect, we'd never get anything out there, right?
I definitely agree with you on that. There's no question. Good stuff and a good point there as well. I understand you have a money team. Tell us exactly what is a money team.
So a money team, to me, is amazing. We have to look at what our genius is. And if it's not our genius, then get somebody on your team that it is. It might take a little bit to dial in a money team, but I really believe in trusting our intuition and trusting our gut. In fact, that's one other thing that my clients do have support around doing. I don't know all the answers, but I definitely help empower my clients to listen to their gut. So a money team is someone who does taxes. It could even be an accountant to get you ready to do taxes, or a bookkeeper that gets you organized. It depends on what you like. If you love that part, then you can do that part. I have a lot of clients that do not enjoy that part. So again, we want to make it all pretty. So we want to have our money date, and when we're playing with our numbers, we want to be able to enjoy that, have pretty colors around our folders, whatever it takes for the organization. There's tons of pictures on Pinterest. But to get everything from the mailbox to the shredder dialed in and organized, and then to tax time. I literally have a cute little box that I do at the end of every year, all my deductions, all my write-offs when I'm done doing my taxes and my bookkeeper and everything, put it away, put a little heart on it, love it, and just done with it. So we need help to go through that whole process. I need help with the account counting part of it. I like all my clients to do it in the beginning. I walk with them through this so we all understand it. What is a profit and loss statement? What are you doing personally in your life? What is your spending plan? What is your goals, you know, moving forward? But then pull somebody in that if you don't enjoy doing that, then pull somebody in to help you on that team. We also need a financial planner. You want to definitely know where you're going, and it is a flexible, moving, alive plan. It's not just a static thing that you do once. We definitely want to massage that plan. We also need an investment advisor. Once we're making gobs of money and we have everything taken care of, now we need to share. I believe money is energy. So now we need to share our energy elsewhere and get investments and understand about all of that. So we have lots of different people on our team to make sure that it's really not what we make, but it's really what we keep. We love Uncle Sam is great, but the more we can keep for our purposes, the better, right?
You got that right. No question about that. Really some great information, and really has been awesome to have had you with us. As we conclude today, how do we start with a healthy relationship with money?
This is really fun. Okay, you ready? This is how you know where you're at with your relationship with money. I'm going to give you two little games to play because I believe this is all a big money game. The first one, write down, what would you say if money walked into the door right now? What would you say to money? So just brain dump, write all of that down. If anything negative comes up, that's where you want to look at. It could be, hey, where have you been? Bring all your friends. I love you. I hate you. I love to hate you. I hate to love you. Any of that. That's one little game. It's really fun. Anything negative there, that's what you want to look at. Then the next one, again, writing down, I love to write. Write the sentence, I deserve to be wealthy. And then right next to it, write down anything that comes up. And then write it again, I deserve to be wealthy. And then write down what comes up. Do that for like 3 minutes and just brain dump. Let your brain flow. Don't try to make it say something. Just let it flow. Then we're looking at anything negative in that realm. And that's where you start to see where you're at with your relationship with money. And then we just move it starting with gratitude for where you're at and what you have, and we move that to an amazing, better relationship.
Jennifer, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us today. Really appreciate the information shared here. A lot of food for thought as well. Where can listeners connect with you and get further details and take advantage of your money coaching service?
www.jenniferjost.com. JenniferJost.com. That has the speaking, the coaching, and the planning all there. Have a good time with that website. It's amazing. One of my clients did it. And thank you so much for your time, Eric. This was so, so fun.
It certainly was, and you are such an inspiration, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have an amazing day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Jennifer Jost, a speaker and money coach and wealth advisor and founder of Diamond Life Strategies, a money coaching company focused on the mindset around money. And for further details, visit JenniferJost.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.